Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've got a surprise mama on the phone. Let's say hello to Eloise Bertrand.
Oh, quit it.
Your mom's on the phone, Steve.
Mom, how are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I've been here 40 years. You've never done this to me before.
Hey, I've got lots of ammo then.
Yeah.
He just told us he set his hair on fire when he was an altar boy. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
So we're going to come down tomorrow morning, I think.
Okay, good. Up to you.
Ah, typical from a mom. Whatever you choose,
she's
Steve.
So hard to please. I said, do you have plans sometime in 2025? No, whatever you want to do.
Eloise, are you still standing on one leg, and for how long?
I am, Lisa. I can count up to 60.
Gosh, that's great.
I start out, well, actually, I was having some balance problems, and I had a cardiologist at Northwestern that at one time had told me
mom.
To just...
Okay, go ahead.
You don't interrupt your mother when I'm having a conversation.
We don't want to get too medical. There's no reason to get too medical.
Well, it's kind of nice to have him being a little worried. But he had suggested that if when I to get my balance back, to stand at my counter in my kitchen and just stand up on my toes for a while, and then to try it one foot at a time. And I remembered that. That was quite a while ago. He told me that, and I hadn't really followed through too well. But I remembered that, so I started to do that. Well, first, I couldn't. You know, I was really wobbly. But then I've finally gotten it that way. Now, do I do it every time? No. I exercise every morning and do that, and it really has helped. So,
yeah. When we talked about that on the air, that they said that leads to longevity, and you are over 80. You are what we aspire to be. But when Steve said, my mom does that, I thought, oh, my gosh, that's impressive.
Well, I don't know how impressive, but it helps. Balance is definitely better. So it works, you know.
Mom, have you ever had pizza with the Pope?
No, you wanted to take me there?
No, not to Rome, but I guess he was around the Aurelios in the south suburbs. I thought maybe you had met him there or something.
No, but I sure wish I would have.
Yeah, everybody seems
to. That would be awesome.
Yeah, have bumped into him, went to school with him, knows of him. One of our texters, Eloise, was just saying, I was expecting Steve's mom to sound like the commercial with the Costanza mom.
Oh,
that's
man.
The one that goes, oh, dear.
He met you at the wedding.
You never know.
So you're telling me in 40 years your mom has never appeared on WGN radio?
Have you, Mom? I don't know.
Heavens, no. No, I have not.
Well, what the hell made you cave in this time?
Your daughter.
Oh. Yes, your daughter, Emma. That's who we use to get to your mom.
Wow.
Oh,
nice
smart
work.
Move, Lisa.
Right.
Jump continents.
Otherwise, Steve would know about it in a heartbeat, in an absolute heartbeat. But we just wanted to get you on the radio and say thank you for raising such a wonderful son. I know he's not your only son, but he's the only one I know, and we think very highly of him, and we wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. Yes, I've really been blessed. I have a wonderful family.
Love you, Mom.
And before you go, Eloise, we're going to give away a $100 gift certificate to Ishnala. Now, I cannot give it to you as much as I would like because you are a family member, but choose a number between 1 and 30, and we'll take that number caller to win for their mom.
Okay, 26.
So this 26? Fits right in because she spends so much time in the casinos.
Eloise, do you hit those one-armed bandits?
You know what? I haven't for a long time, but yes, I loved it when I did.
Oh, that's fun. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you. You too, Lisa.